At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
We don't want to waste your time, so we won't. Vuse is vapor done right. Simple, sleek, stylish. Because when you find a vape that goes with everything, everything just clicks. Find Vuse at your local convenience store down the block.
Underage sale prohibited. Vuse is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026 RJRVC.
It's draft day in Nashville. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. We are live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Bar Lines as yes, finally, in about 7 hours, the NFL draft will begin. Commissioner Roger Goodell will walk across the stage in Pittsburgh, and he will say the Las Vegas Raiders are on the clock, and things will get going with the NFL draft. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, back at the studios. We are going to be live tonight at T-Line in West Nashville for draft night in Nashville. It will be the two of us plus Derek Mason taking you from 6 o'clock all the way to the end of the first round, going through every pick and seeing what the Tennessee Titans are going to do it for.
It's an exciting day. I mean, we've been talking about this for a long time now. Now it's here. We see what happens. Very little drama with the number one pick. That's good. But after that, man, it could be chaos with trades and people moving up. They might just stay where they are and go down. Who knows? But that what makes it fun tonight and to see what happens and to react in real time to what the Tennessee Titans are doing tonight. And as I told, I was grateful to be on Fox 17 this morning with Jennifer Waddell and Justin McFarland and talked about how this is such a crucial draft for the Titans because they finally got good leadership in. They got a kick-ass coach. They got a great OC, got a great DC, got good players in free agency. Now you need that one player to keep pushing them towards the top. And who will it be tonight? So we don't know. I mean, we obviously Jeremiah Love is the talk. But, man, who knows? He could go anywhere from second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Nobody knows. That's what makes it fun tonight. So if you're out in the boot tonight, you're not near TV, tune in to us, and we will react.
Come by. Come hang out.
We will react to you real time when it goes down tonight. So I'm looking forward to it as well. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Here's what I want to do. Let's go ahead and get the question of the day going because I know it's draft-related. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and it's presented by Aries Tactical. Your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. First-time shooters shoot for free. Just tell them that I, Chase McCabe, sent you, and check them out at ArriesTactical.com.
You pointed at yourself. I like that.
That was me.
Yeah.
I'm Chase.
Well, so our question today is pretty simple. Who do you want the Titans to draft tonight? What name do you want Roger Goodell to call out tonight? Where they pick it fourth or trade back? Who do you want to see here in town tomorrow meeting the media? It's pretty evident what Chase and I have talked about. It's been Jeremiah Love. 615-737-1025. Who do you want, but why do you want them? As we've talked about, pairing Jeremiah Love with Cam Ward, my goodness, it could be a lethal combination for the next 5, 6, 7 years. You hope so. So we're all about Jeremiah Love right here on the Chase and Big Joe show. But we don't know what we want to know what you want.
615-737-1025. Something that you've brought up, we've talked about, I've noticed it, I think everybody has noticed it. A majority of Titans fans want Jeremiah Love.
Yeah.
And they feel like that Jeremiah Love is the game-changing weapon that they need, not just on offense, not just on defense. He is that guy. I heard Teron Davenport on Next Man Up with Jake Lyman about an hour ago say there is no such thing as a true sure thing in the draft, but he might be the closest thing to it.
Yes, I think so. I mean, look, everybody's raving about him. All the – at Pro Day and the Combine, I mean, all the experts are like, this is the guy. But now – you said it great earlier, but in our lengthy pre-show meeting, this decision might be made for the Titans by the time the Titans pick.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Right?
Because here's my thing. I have some questions that I'm going to ask you and then I'm going to ask Derek later. Can you trust Mike Borgonzi if he's sitting there at four and Jeremiah Love is available and he passes on him?
I don't think he will. I think he's smarter than that, and he knows the value Jeremiah Love can bring. I think he's a lot smarter than that. If he does, oh man, then he'll be. Then whoever he takes has just got to come in here and just dominate whoever it is. I mean, I don't. That's a great question. I don't. That's man. Take Love and then silence everything, and you know what you got. Jeremiah Love will get you off your butt at Nissan Stadium this fall.
Exactly. I mean, to me, if he's sitting there, if Jeremiah Love is available at four and the Titans pass on him, I'm going to lose some trust in Mike Borgonzi.
Sure. That's valid.
He's going to have to answer a lot of questions because all he said was best player available.
Yeah.
How can you tell me that Sonny Styles, which that's the one that all the experts think the Titans are going to take now, Sonny Styles or Arvell Reese, how can you sit there and tell me that they're better than Jeremiah Love?
That's a good point. Yeah.
And don't tell me you have five running backs on the roster.
They got five.
I don't care.
Like
I don't care. None of them, in my opinion, are better than Jeremiah Love.
Look, I think he's built through free agency. The Titans have built a really solid defense through free agency, and then they might add a couple of picks in the later rounds to this. But they need that spark on offense. And Jeremiah Love can catch the ball out of the backfield, which I think is very underrated. So he's good there. So you got a safety valve for Cam Ward. You got two young guys coming in working together. I just think it's a no-brainer, man. You got what you need, the speed in the backfield. I think if you add a Sonny Styles, that's great. I know all that. And he's Fred Warner 2.0. I'm fantastic, all that.
And look, if he is, great. I don't want to try and figure that out.
No.
Unless I have to. Now, if Love's off the board at three, then okay. That changes things. But, you know, I would basically look at it like this. If I'm Borgonzi, I go into Saleh's office and I go, just so you know, if Love's available, that's who we're taking. If he's not, then the coach can make the pick.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
Then I'll go get your defensive guy.
Right. It's crazy in all this, too, that how far Reuben Bain has dropped down because of what happened off the field.
I'm not that surprised by that.
No, me neither, but he was a guy like, hey, you got to get him up there. Now he's not even talked about going in the top eight or nine guys. It's crazy how that happened. So that's part of the chaos that we expect to see tonight with the NFL draft because I firmly think the Jets will take Bailey at two. I think they get their guy in there. Then the Giants, you know, it's been out reported that, you know, Harbaugh would love a Sonny Styles, would love an Arvell Reese. They pick at five. Then they flip up to three to get that guy? If they do, then Jeremiah Love is for you.
They have that 10th pick that they can use.
Just flip it right there. So we don't know. Everybody thinks they know. That's the beauty of this tonight. Nobody knows.
I love this text, 2438. What are y'all going to say and do if the Titans take Jeremiah Love and he ends up a bust?
That's 3 years down the road.
Well, number one.
Come back in three years.
Number one, I'll admit, like, hey, I was wrong. And a lot of people will admit that.
Right.
So I'm sure you're not expecting that answer, but I will admit I'm wrong. And number two, why do we live in such a world where immediately we got to go negative?
You already know,
man. What are we going to do if he turns out to be better than Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
Who's going to go to Canton, Ohio?
You don't know. That's the whole thing. Look, as we've said, our good friend Greg Pogue told us this, 3% of the population is against oxygen.
Yeah, that's true.
You're always going to find those out there.
2438, I'm not saying you are. I'm just you just kind of made a point for me of, like, everybody wants to go to the negative that, oh, you know, you take him, he's a running back, that's too high for a running back, and he's going to bust out. He might. He could.
He knows.
But again, just like TD said earlier, nobody knows what a sure thing is.
Nah, not at all.
The Raiders are taking Mendoza. They have no idea.
No,
chances are he's not.
Right.
You know, so it just that's the whole name of the game. My thing is, based on what I know about football, and that's not a whole lot, but based on what I know and what I've seen, it feels like Jeremiah Love is the closest thing to getting it right out of anybody in the top five.
Well, if it had been 50-50 with everybody else. Like, well, this guy, that guy. It's about 80% love, and there's some Arvell Reese and Bailey and other guys thrown in there. But I just look at what could happen this fall with a dynamic running back. And we talked about it. With offensive linemen, you can get some guys in the middle rounds and build it up. Running backs now are so good, you don't need to hold the block for 3 seconds. You just need to get in front of your guy, give a little bit of a gap, and you can take off. That's how good Jeremiah Love is. Make it a no-brainer. Bring him in here, let him run, see what can happen, and go. You got the excitement factor there. That's great. Styles and those guys are great. But I think this team needs that spark on offense to go. If Saleh is as good a defensive guy as he is and as he's been, he doesn't need the number 3 or 4 pick in the draft to solidify that defense. It's great to have it, right? That offense needs help. So why not get the guy that can help you immediately, and that's Jeremiah Love.
Tommy has a good text. Offense sells tickets. Defense wins ships. Give me Styles, but I wouldn't complain about Love.
No, not at all. And listen, if you – let me ask you a question.
And I get that, yeah.
Would you rather have a high-powered offense and a crappy defense or an okay offense and an amazing defense? I think we would all take the amazing defense. Those win games. And he's building an amazing defense. So why not plug a little something to the offense right now with Love? Put him in there and let him go and see what happens.
Yeah. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line. Again, we're at the Omni Nashville Hotel. So that's our question. Who do you want? Who are they taking it for? Who do you want? If you want to trade back, that's on the table too. I mean, I think if Love is gone, that should be more in consideration than it is. So that's what we're talking about today. 615-737-1025. We're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Barlines. Al, hold on. We'll get to you. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe on this draft day, 1025 the game.
After the interception by Don Shuler, Jeremiah Love, full head of steam, and there he goes. Love off to the races.
Could you hear that?
The Love Boat. Oh, man. That's great, Dr. Crane.
Are we setting ourselves up just to be disappointed?
Oh, man, let's ride this for the next 7 hours, and then we can be disappointed. Give me today to feel good about this. I feel good about this. And I think our boy in Franklin better fall in line with us too as well.
Let's go to Al in Franklin, who wants to make a comment on the draft. Al, what's up?
Well, no. I wanted to talk baseball. What are y'all talking draft? What's going on?
Hang on.
hey, guys. I wanted to give a shout-out. And Big Joe, I saw you this morning on Fox, and I thought you did a great, great analysis, great
Didn't
job.
Didn't he look handsome?
I was
going to
say, you look fantastic. So I don't know all these insults you say all these things about yourself. I thought you looked great. I'm being serious.
So, yeah, you're sweet, Al. Thanks, buddy.
I wanted to call and give you a shout-out, and you guys are doing great. But I'm looking forward to tonight, of course. I called just to say that about Big Joe. But I hope it's Love, but, you know, I know most people hope it's Love. But either way, I'm going to be sitting there, and I'll be sitting in the new place, same old. But love the show, guys. You know, Al Day, Al the Time. I'll talk to you later.
Wait, before you go away, Al, don't go away. Will you be disappointed – like Chase and I, if they don't take Jeremiah Love, will you be disappointed?
Well, disappointed, if he's there, that's what I want them to take. I guess we could debate disappointment definition, but if he's there, I say we take him for so many obvious reasons that we beat to death already. But and seriously, if you don't think marketing and all the other football stuff that he has, It should factor in, because if they factor in everything at this big brand of the NFL. So,
yeah, I'm with you, Al. Thank you, man. Appreciate your comments as always,
hey,
buddy.
Love
Thank
the
you.
Show. Love
Thanks,
you guys.
Al.
See
you. Yeah, appreciate it. Look, I'm not, and we'll have a lot of time to debate this. You know, if they go Styles at 4, but my thing is, can you handle 2 years of a project linebacker in the first two rounds?
Keep going.
They took Femi Oladejo. And look, is Femi going to be an edge rusher in this defense, or is Saleh going to put him back where he was?
All the great credit. That's why more evidence
and, I mean,
to take
I know,
Love.
I know Styles is a true middle off-ball linebacker, but, like, Arvell Reese is a guy that could play either way.
Right.
And he's probably a great player. The Titans aren't in a position to hope and wish that, you know, they can make a guy fit where they want him to fit.
Right.
Again, I'm not saying, like, Love could be a bust, but he could also be really, really good. And, you know, this organization has been known for having these game-changing running backs.
Right.
They can do more than just run the ball.
Who do you think Amy Adams wants?
I think she wants Love.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, Al had a good point. I mean, it's not like you're not drafting a guy for marketing. I get that. But you kind of are a little bit, and people be excited. I mean, that's a guy that can come in immediately and start and go. I've said it again. If Saleh's a great defensive mind like everybody thinks he is, which he really is, he's a great defensive mind, he can mold a 3-star into a 5-star, right? He can see that and do that. Love's already there, right? Love has already got the talent to do that and go. The problem is, as we said earlier, is that team that sits at number 3, the hapless, most worthless organization in sports, the Arizona Cardinals, who have never done anything, sit there at 3.
They're going to screw all this up.
They're going to screw it all up. I think the Jets take Bailey at 2. He's that good of a player. And then at 3, what's going to happen? Anybody can move up. A team might take Love. And then you'll get your style. Then you're forced to take Styles. And it's okay because Love is not there. And now you got to go and get one of those guys, right? So it's okay.
What?
I get it. But if Love's there and you pass on him, man, oh, man.
What team that's not in the top 3? Okay, so basically the Jets or the Cardinals, because we know what the Raiders are going to do. What team do you think has the best shot to come in and screw this whole thing up?
Dallas.
You're saying Dallas.
I really think Jerry could come in and say, I'll give you 12-20, give me 3, and I'll throw a fifth rounder back in there for you. I still think in some weird way, Jeremiah Love ends up with the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry knows marketing. He knows what it's like. He's got the best running back in the draft now, and boom, plug him in there, and Cowboy fans would go crazy. Jerry gives up his 12-20, move up to 3. Cardinals have the 29th pick, I think. So the Cardinals got 12, 20, 29. They could trade out of it. That's what's happening tonight. That's why it's – if you're going to watch it. Listen to us on the radio. We can react real time to what's going on. I don't think we've seen a draft like this. 23 was crazy when – the Texans traded up with the Cardinals. That was a lot of fun. And Vrabel leaking information out there and what was going on. I mean, that was all crazy, right?
Vrabel's having a rough time right
He's
now.
Having a rough time right now. So what we got tonight is the fact that it's just so much chaos going on. And the Cardinals at 3 are the ones that could make the whole thing mess up. I'd love to see the Giants flip up to 3 with them because they want a defensive player. Then Love lands you at 4, and you still got 4, and you got 35. You're good to go. You got the player that everybody's talking about, and Jeremiah Love on your team, hitting this field in the fall at Nissan Stadium. Buddies to Cam Ward, a la Steve and Eddie, 95-96. Cam and Jeremiah, 25-26. It all works out. 30 years later, man, it's all still happening. Hell, we had Jeff Fisher on the show. He talked about drafting Eddie George and what it meant for Steve when Steve started rolling in football, all that complimentary. You can't mention Steve without Eddie. You can't mention Eddie without Steve.
Yeah.
I'm not saying lightning strikes twice, but you got the quarterback you believe in. Now you got a running back you believe in. It all makes perfect sense.
Okay. According to the Jimmy Johnson draft chart, which I know you love.
Love it.
The 3rd overall pick is worth 2,200 points. So for Jerry to move up, he traded 12, which is worth 1,200, and 20, which is worth 850. I also calculated he would need to throw in at least he would need to throw in his 3rd round pick, which is pick 92, which is worth 132, and then probably a 4th from next year. And that should get him there.
Okay. I think he'd do that. Jerry's
so
about to now.
So his 2 firsts, his 3rd, and a 4th from next year should get him to 3.
Okay.
Give or take.
You think Jerry's going to go by the Jimmy Johnson draft chart?
I think a lot of teams go by the Jimmy Johnson draft chart.
I think he ain't going to go by the Jimmy because it's Jimmy Johnson. It means he's got to admit that Jimmy Johnson knows what he's talking
about.
Actually, and Jerry's not going to do it.
Actually, according to the internet, it's the Mike McCoy draft chart, but Jimmy got credit for it.
That's right. All that. I just think that's the one at 3. I just don't – the Cardinals got so many holes to plug in. They don't know where to go, and they're like, all right, we're going to trade out and get some more draft capital and move back. and it sits there. That's the ironic thing tonight. If they don't trade out and they go at three and they take Jeremiah Love, my hatred for the Arizona Cardinals will run even deeper. It will.
I love that we just hate them just because they're terrible.
They are, man. They're like the
– they're like, why do you hate us? Because you were the – like, if we could vote you out of the NFL.
Right.
Like, could you imagine if, like, they decide – Goodell goes, we partnered with the UFL, and we're going to have relegation now. And the Arizona Cardinals – I mean, the Titans might be in this, but the
– True.
But the Arizona Cardinals and the New York Jets are being relegated to the UFL.
We had a guy call yesterday and said the Houston Oilers, when they were – the Oilers were the Arizona Cardinals, and now they've become the Tennessee Titans. They're the Arizona Cardinals of the AFC, and I can't argue with that. I mean, it's really hard to argue with that, but Tennessee's had some great players and great moments. I just don't know how many Arizona has. Plus, the way they lost,
I mean, they went
to
the Super Bowl with Wisenhunt.
They did do that, but he also had Larry Fitzgerald and Kurt Warner, and that was pretty damn good.
Sure.
And a pretty good defense.
We know he didn't do anything.
No, of course not. Probably complained the entire time. But that's the thing with this team. I mean, we don't know Arizona and the Titans. Yeah, they're the same, but – Arizona is in a division with the Rams, the Seahawks, and 49ers, all three that could win the Super Bowl next year. So they need to draft to go back to draft, to trade, get more players to add up because they need help in a lot of different places. So by taking Jeremiah Love does not behoove Arizona Cardinals at all.
Nope. But if you look at Daniel Jeremiah's last mock draft, he has them taking him in three.
Oh,
so
he can shut up.
I mean, at the end of the day – GMs have been lying to each other for the past 2 weeks, so
yeah.
We'll just have to find out tonight.
There was one draft guy they had Love going 10th or 11th, and I'm like, yeah. Who are you?
But if you – Jim Wyatt did his – he asked
That's
everybody.
The best one.
He even asked us. And a majority of the people on here say Jeremiah Love.
Probably good 90%.
Yeah. I said Love. Nate Bargatze said the Notre Dame running back, no-brainer.
Yep.
I love that.
I said David Bailey.
You said Bailey.
Because I think that this is when my mind was convinced that the Jets will trade at two, Cardinals at three. If that happens, then David Bailey drops to you at four.
Okay, so all these former players, this was intriguing to me. Taylor Lewan, Will Compton, Lindale White, Keith Bullock, Pac-Man Jones all said Jeremiah Love. Chris Johnson said they would trade back and then take Carnell Tate, which we'll ask Derek about him coming up here in just a second. Some other players that are on here, I'm always curious of what the players say. Jason McCourty, Jeremiah Love. Harry Douglas says Sonny Styles. There was another player, Steve Smith, who played for the Panthers, said Jeremiah Love. Delanie Walker, Jeremiah Love. Mark Mariani, Jeremiah Love. So, yeah.
They know. I value, of all those people, I value Keith Bullock's opinion more than anybody else. He says Jeremiah Love. He knows what a good running back can do to a defense.
And he knows what a good defense can do.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he's still saying running back.
Yeah.
So.
I value Keith Bullock's opinion more than just about anybody else.
We will talk to another former Titan. Derek Mason, our very own, who's going to be on the draft show with us later on tonight, will join us coming up next. It's Chase and Big Joe live from the Omni on 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Thursday. It's draft day. Draft night in Nashville coming up at 6. We'll be live at T-Line over in West Nashville. DVD going to be there as well. It'll be Big Joe, yours truly, and Derek Mason, our favorite wide receiver, joining us here on the program now. D-Mace, what's up?
Nothing much, man. Just sitting on my back patio with the television on, playing some nice relaxing music and talking to two of my favorite people.
I love it. I want to start with what I asked Big Joe. If somebody trades up to two or three, or you know, the Jets or Arizona decides they want to take Jeremiah Love, but if the Titans get on the clock at four and Love is still there and they pass on him for Styles or Reese, or if Bailey's still there, whoever, does that change your trust in Mike Borgonzi and the job he's doing? Because he said we would take the best player available, and I think everybody would believe that Love would be the best player.
No, because if you you look at it, you know, Sonny Styles is considered, you know, an elite player. Arvel Reese is considered an elite player. So I can't allow my personal bias to dictate whether I like the Titans pick, because if they're getting an impact player, I just hope that guy, whether it's Jeremiah Love or not, I hope that guy comes in and be an impact player. So would I be disappointed? Absolutely, I'll be disappointed, because I think he is the one guy, you know, throughout this draft that can come in and make an immediate impact, bar injury. But if you're just talking about if everybody's on a level playing ground and everybody's healthy, then I think he's the guy, even more so than Fernando Mendoza. I think he is the guy that's going to jumpstart your offense more than anybody right now. But I would be disappointed, but I would be upset or question the Titans and how they're moving forward.
You lived it both here and in Baltimore with a really effective run game. Obviously, what Eddie did here, you know, you guys probably aren't in the situation you were in if Eddie's not on the team and what he could do for Steve. But that also, in turn, you know, would open up the receiving lanes for you and for the other receivers. But you also saw what a game-changing pass rusher did for the team when Javon was drafted in 1999. So kind of explain to people the argument of if it were offense or if it were defense, as long as it's a playmaker, the Titans are going to be in good shape.
See, what we didn't see was, you know, Javon Curse before the Eddie George or before some of these other players that they added to the mix. We saw him after they had already had their established franchise quarterback, their franchise running back, their, you know, their offensive line, their franchise tackles. And then you add a guy like Curse, who was, he was the ingredient that we needed to put us over the top, because the defense became, they went from a good defense to a dominant defense because of what Javon Curse could do on the outside. But if we didn't have those pillars on the offense, it would have been even harder for Javon to come in. He probably would have still had the production, but the team wouldn't have been the same because the pieces on the other side were not complete. He was a guy that finished it all, and ultimately we saw why he was here, how dominant he was. But that was in conjunction with Steve McNair and obviously Eddie George.
Talking to our good man Derek Mason on the Chase the Big Joe show. Derek, can a good running back make up for an average offensive line? I say yes, and I say if Love is billed as what he is, he can make that offensive line, which is in transition, can make them look a little bit better because he's that good. Would you agree with that?
Depending on what type of back you're looking at, if you're taking a mid-level, if you're talking about offensive linemen, a middle-of-the-ground NFL offensive line, which – is a, like you said, which is a good offense or a good offensive line. And if you take that same back, I think you're going to have some production. But then if you insert a guy like Jeremiah Love, he ends up making those offensive linemen that are good look even better because his ability to be patient, his ability to, you know, go forward, his ability to, once he's hit, he can break off that tackle. So all these things that he has contribute to, you know, a average to good offensive line becoming a much better offensive line.
And the fact that we had your coach, Jeff Fisher, on 2 weeks ago talk about how much Eddie helped Steve. I mean, you got a Cam needs that guy, right? Out of the backfield. Uh-huh. He can dump off to him. He can hand off to him. I think Love is that guy. Derek, you played for a long time in the league. Jamal Lewis, Eddie George, you had some great running backs around you. You know the impact positively they can have on a young quarterback.
And I think that's what people are missing, because they're going by, you know, the analytics and, you know, well, that's not a prime position and you can't draft a running back because you got to end up paying him $52 million and he ended up being the highest paid running back in the National Football League. I get all of that. But there's nothing like having a guy you can turn around and hand the ball off to, and you know he's going to get positive yards. You know he can control the game if he needs to. You know he can break the game wide open. It takes the pressure not only off the quarterback, which is the most important, but it takes pressure off the offensive coordinator. An offensive coordinator don't have to think. He can say, I got this guy in the backfield. I just need to get it to him. That's all I need to do. I don't need to try to find, oh, who do I? No, I'm going to give it to the guy behind it, because I know that guy is going to get the yardage we need. Why do you think, you know, to pass our pass offensive coordinators on this team were able to go out? Arthur Smith was able to go out and get a job. I'm not saying that he wasn't good, but Derrick Henry made his job a lot easier, because you didn't have to think about it. You turned the ball around, you handed it to him, and then he had Ben Jones, Taylor Lewan in the game blocking for him. So that's an easy sort of way to approach a game, knowing that when all else fails, I could turn around and give it to the guy in the backfield.
That's a great point you make right there. How, you know, we always talk about when did the game slow down for you? You know, I guess I'll ask you that. You came in the league in 97, you're out of Michigan State, great receiver, and now you're playing against the best of the best. There was a level that you had to rise up to, right? Just because the talent was so much better.
Yeah, and I think I understood what I was walking into, in a sense, and I think a lot of rookies do, because they've heard a lot of things. So I sort of kind of knew what I was walking into. But then once you get in there, it's just like, okay, it's even more than what was told of me, because the game is so much faster and these guys are so much bigger. And it wasn't until that second year when I had a full year to work out as an NFL player, because prior to that, I was getting ready for the combine, I was doing all these drills, and I didn't have an opportunity, even though I thought I was working out and prepared myself. Maybe I was, but it wasn't until that second season where I knew exactly what I needed to do as a pro, both mentally and physically, to get myself ready for the next season, and it showed.
Derek Mason is with us. Could you tell when you were on the field and Eddie wasn't, or Ray Rice wasn't, or any of these great running backs? Like, did the offense change because that game-changing back was not on the field?
Oh, absolutely. It does, because now it takes, you know, that's one less person on the defensive side you got to worry about when that guy is not in the game, whether it's Eddie George, whether it was Ray Rice, Willis McGahee, Jamal Lewis, guys like that, guys that are seen as impact players. When they're off the field, things do tend to change. Now, it may change where now I have to pay more attention to the guys on the outside or the tight end, but that's one less problem we got to worry about when guys like Eddie George, Ray Rice, and I'm only talking about the guys that I played with, Willis McGahee, Jamal Lewis, those guys are off the field. It takes the pressure, a little bit of the pressure off the defense.
Yeah, 100%. D-Mace, we're excited about tonight. Going to be a lot of fun. We'll try and keep Big Joe in line, and but we're going to have a good time.
What? Before you go, who do you want? Hey, we'll talk.
I don't want you to keep Big Joe in line. I want Big Joe to be Big Joe.
I know we'll ask you tonight, but right now, who do you want to see in town tomorrow holding up a jersey? Which player? Which drafted player you want to see?
I'm all about love, man.
Attaboy, yes.
Give me the love.
All right, man. We're all aboard the love train. D-Mace, we'll see you tonight.
All right. Talk to you later, fellas.
That is Derek Mace. You can hear him starting at 3 o'clock on DVD, and then he's going to join us from 6 until the end of the first round for draft night in Nashville over at T-Line in West Nashville.
Another former NFL player saying taking
– They're all – I mean, because they're all see it.
Yeah. They know – I mean, and I value Derek's opinion at a high level. They know. They know the impact. Great question about you can sense it when Eddie's not in there, when a Ray Rice or a Jamal Lewis or Willis McGahee, you sense that, right?
Boom. Yeah, 100%. There's something he said that I thought was – that, like, immediately bells went off in my head that is a perfect thing to look at. And then there's something that you have said.
Oh, my gosh.
That I think people need to pay attention to.
Stop.
We'll discuss that. Coming up next, we're live at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. It's Chase and Big Joe on draft day, 102.5 The Game.
See, what we didn't see was, you know, Javon first before the Eddie George or before some of these other players that they added. to the mix. We saw him after they had already had their established franchise quarterback, their franchise running back, their, you know, their offensive line, their franchise tackles. And then you add a guy like Pierce, who was, he was the ingredient that we needed to put us over the top, because the defense became, they went from a good defense to a dominant defense because of what Javon Kurse can do on the outside. But if we didn't have those pillars on the offense, it would have been even harder for Javon to come in. He probably would have still had the production, but the team wouldn't have been the same because the pieces on the other side were not complete. He was a guy that finished it all, and ultimately we saw why he was here, how dominant he was. But that was in conjunction with Steve McNair and obviously Eddie George.
Our own Derek Mason joining us just a few minutes ago. Welcome back into the Omni Nashville Hotel at Bar Lines, Chase and Big Joe on this draft day. And I thought that was a really interesting point because we all agree the Tennessee Titans are not in the Super Bowl in 1999 without Javon Kurse.
No doubt.
However, the rest of the team, the offense, had pretty much been established. Now, I think Mike Heimerdinger took them to another level. No offense to Les Steckel, but I think Dinger certainly took them to a different level. Derek, you know, helped take them to a different level when he was getting more opportunities. But we knew what Eddie could do. We were starting to see what Steve could do. Javon was the extra piece. In this situation, the offense isn't established. We've seen 1 year of flashes in the pan of Cam Ward. We've seen an okay run game. We're seeing some guys that I think are, you know, working hard, overachieving as a receiver, but they don't, he doesn't have that top go-to guy yet. So why not add an offensive weapon?
I agree. And look, nobody knew the impact that Kurse was going to have immediately out of the gate. I mean, he was unbelievable as he started out that year. So I think it's unfair. Like, you're not going to get that with a Bailey or a Bain or a Reese. I get all that. But so let's flip it over to the offense side now. Put in Love in there and let him run the ball. What he can do, he can make an average offensive line look pretty decent because he's that fast, that dynamic. And Tim Hasselbeck said something a few weeks ago about running backs, how he teaches his running backs to always finish the run. So I went back and looked at a Jeremiah Love highlight tape. That guy always finishes the run. He'll run through you, run around you. You can't chase him. I mean, he's just got that certain something, that je ne sais quoi, that you can't put your finger on, but you know it's there. Just don't be difficult with this. Take him tonight if he's there and then deal with it. Who cares what the critics say? They're going to bitch anyway, whoever you take. Take the guy you believe that can get it going. And Jeremiah Love is that guy.
You just said the thing that I wanted to compliment you on. You know, we're running the draft night promo. And I use a clip of you saying, you know, look at the tape, look at the film.
Yep.
You know, because the tape don't lie.
Nope.
I have every coach, every talent evaluator, when I've asked about a player, they have always said, watch the film. The film will tell you everything you need to know.
So easy.
And to me, I think that's the case here with Love. That, like you just said, he's finishing his runs. It's not just watching the highlights on TV. You know, watch what he does away from the ball. Watch what he does catching the ball.
Right.
You know, those are the other things, too. So, and look, the same can be said for a Bailey or a Reese or, you know, anybody, any of these defensive guys. They're good players. I'm not saying they're not.
Right.
And if the Titans do end up with one of those guys, they're going to end up with a good player.
Yeah.
But Mike Borgonzi said the thing that every GM says, and they should all not say it. We're going to take the best player available.
Yeah.
And the best player available,
Jeremiah Love. But as you said earlier, I mean, the decision may be made for them.
Yes.
If somebody trades it with the Jets at 2, the Cardinals at 3, and then takes Jeremiah Love, then it's like, all right. So I know Borgonzi has other plans. Like, all right, if Love is gone, if Bailey's gone, who do we have here? What's the options of us trading back to get a certain person who's going to be there and all that? But when it comes up at 4, you're picking at 4 tonight, regardless of where it is, unless you trade back out of that. But we'll see what happens. And that's why you should be listening to tonight, because nobody knows. And you ask all these draft experts, they're like, well, I see this, I see that, and the next one has a completely different plan on down the line, all different. We don't know. We know the Raiders are going to take Mendoza. Then it begins. What do the Jets do? What do the Cardinals do? And the chances they go 1, 2, 3, 4, I think are minuscule because the Cardinals hold the key tonight. They can draft back. They can pull back, get more guys for that football team. They need a lot of guys. Whoever moves up to 3, that's you keep your eye on. Who takes Jeremiah Love at 3?
Let's go back to the phones. Our man Kenny the Mailman says he's got draft info for us.
Uh-oh!
Kenny, what you got?
Well, first of all, Joe, I'm hurt, buddy. I was listening a little while ago. Have I fallen into just another caller guy?
No.
No, not at all.
Never.
Yeah, because I was the guy yesterday that compared the Cardinals and Titans, and you said, oh, that was a caller said that. It was Kenny.
Come on, Joe.
It was you, Kenny. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, Kenny, go ahead. Sorry, Kenny.
Just think about it for a minute. Poor leader, poor ownership, moved franchises, whole years of bad drafts, one shining moment at the Super Bowl, both lost a close game, and both have, like, quiet, beaten-down fan bases. We're just the Cardinals of the AFC.
Unfortunately, you're right. Hey, Kenny.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep cutting you off. What were you going to say about the Chargers?
The Chargers and the Lions, until they got serious and hired real coaches, they were in that category also, the pitiful for years.
Yeah, you're right. And I mean, you know, the Titans have certainly hopefully gotten there, but we'll see.
Yeah. Now, you missed this yesterday. This is my prediction. Your man, Jerry Jones, loves the limelight. This could very well be his last draft. He's drafting 12 and 20 to the Titans, and the Titans are going to somehow pick Jordan Tyson, who is going to set the all-time record for missed games for a Titans wide receiver.
I don't know. Kenny Britt.
That's going to be hard to do.
Kenny Britt had that.
How hard that would be to do. You'd have to pass Burks and Dave.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Kenny, has Mike Vrabel had to forward his mail yet? Or can you divulge that?
Oh, my God.
Listen, we hate saying anything about that, but what was he doing with his hands?
That's a great question, Kenny.
Wasn't that Rex Road he looked at and said, what are you doing with your hand?
That was.
Yeah, I think we should have been asking Vrabel the same thing.
Well, he was always condescending to people, and you know what? That comes back to you on stuff like this also. But I remember that phrase when a lot of this came out. Y'all have a great day. Hopefully I'll be more than just another caller to y'all.
You need to come see us tonight. We're in West Nashville. Come see us.
Oh, Joe, I'll be 2 streets over at a Bible study. But what's going to happen? I'm going to monitor the draft. What's going to happen if I cuss during the Bible study over who
that is? Hey, Jesus forgives, buddy. Don't worry
about that.
Really? You're going to pass a church called Zeal Church on Charlotte Pike. That's my church.
Yeah, okay. See you later. I know that one.
Yeah.
See you, buddy.
See you, Kenny. Thank you.
Hey,
I want to say this now. We're getting a lot of people on the text line asking us to comment about Vrabel and missing the day 3. If you've not heard this, Vrabel's not going to do day 3
of
the draft.
We're going to talk about it next.
I just want to bring it up real quick I got something to say about this that I think is very important.
I want to give you that opportunity because I know where you're going with this. So we're going to talk about it. There's new stuff out there. There's new pictures. Apparently this has been going on a lot longer than some people thought, I guess. We'll discuss that coming up in hour number 2. It's Chase and Big Joe live from Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. 102.5 The Game.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.